Hi there, I'm Anna Filial, and this is my recorded version of my blog, The New Grounding. So I'm sure you've been told at some point you are not in your body or you're not grounded. You probably then use various techniques to connect into the ground and tap into Mother Earth. I'm also sure that this was a bit hit and miss, sometimes great, and other times you still felt ungrounded and not in your body. As part of the natural world, our bodies are made of earthy matter, and thus we are genuinely already connected with the earth. So how is it that we can feel ungrounded? What really happens when we are ungrounded is that our thoughts and minds are overloaded, overstimulated, relentlessly restless, and overactive, along with too much work, too much distraction, too much talk, too much thinking, too much holding on to the past, too much screen time, etc. All this leads to an overbusy life with no proper downtime, no creative outlets, no meditation, like no true rest. Literally just reading this paragraph back for grammar feels ungrounding. I can't even say it. It made me feel so ungrounded. Being ungrounded is actually being out of balance. Working for myself means I am always on, but recently I took 4 days off as I was feeling really overbaked. I cancel my travel and I consciously turn myself off. Sounds so simple, and, well, it was. My words to myself were, I'm turning off my mind and resting my body. The results were phenomenal, and on the third day I felt so much better that I thought I might get back to work, but my body wasn't having a bar of it and instantly put my neck out to stop any shenanigans. What impressed me the most was the clear contrast between being super busy, which can totally become an unhealthy rut, and literally turning off and slowing right down. I not only loved it, but now I've had a taste, I want more. Solution. Seriously, look to create opportunities to slow your thoughts and switch off your mind. I'm not talking binge watching Netflix here. I'm talking periods of genuine rest and slower living. Nature appreciation, gentle walks, proper food, and less chat. Stop making excuses for why you don't have time to take a break and make it available to yourself. Prevention is always better than a cure, right? Helpful tip. On a regular basis, stop for a moment and say, I am in my body, and take a minute to really feel your physicality along with a nice slow breath. This works wonders. Everything we need to physically survive is provided by Mother Earth. Stop at least once a day to smell her beautiful roses.